What's up, everybody? This is Ray Taylor from InspiredDisorder.com. Just listening to a new podcast that I've just started listening to. It's the Tap Out Live, like Tap Out Radio, I think it's called. You can find that in the iTunes music store. It's by Tap Out. They talk about MMA, things like that. They get interviews with fighters and people associated with the MMA. Right now, they're interviewing somebody that is involved with M1, either M1 or Strikeforce, but I'm pretty sure it's M1 because he is repping Fedor, which, to start this out, I mean, if you're not an MMA fan or don't know a lot about the MMA, then you probably don't know who Fedor is. Fedor is supposedly one of the best MMA fighters ever. And I believe he fights heavyweight. I don't know exactly his weight when he fights, but he's supposedly a heavyweight. He doesn't fight for the UFC. This promoter guy is just made a comment about Brock Lesnar being a manufactured heavyweight champion, which I guess he hasn't seen the fights that Brock has fought. Yes, he's fought only a few fights, and he is the heavyweight champion, but I don't really know any fighters that are in the heavyweight class that can beat him. With his speed and his strength, yes, he came from the WWE, yes, he is a wrestler, you know, from that stage, but he has skills and he's building on them. Yes, he is sick right now, you know, It's retarded. Dana White did a press conference months ago. They were acquiring a bunch of people from other organizations that went bankrupt, and Fedor was one of them. The only reason Fedor didn't go, they offered him tons of money, but Fedor wanted a cut of the promotions, which, you know, UFC is a one-stop shop. They do all the work, so they feel they deserve all of that type of credit, type of thing, which is understandable. And if Fedor really wants to fight the best heavyweights in the world, the UFC is probably the best way to go. And then this guy is talking a lot of crap. I would love to see Fedor fight Brock Lesnar. Hopefully Brock gets healthy and he can fight again, let alone fight, you know, this Fedor guy that has fought a lot of guys that can't compete in the UFC anymore. You know, so, you know, if any fighter that's worth his weight, you know, thinks they can actually make big money, they go to the UFC. Any other organization at this point, I mean, I love competition, don't get me wrong. I want other organizations to make it big, but, I mean, if you want to make it big, you go to the UFC. You don't go to these organizations that are barely holding on. I just wanted to do this audio book because I'm kind of pissed that, you know, Fedor kind of holds himself to the standard where he thinks he's better than everybody else, but doesn't really want to test himself against some of the best fighters in the world. And I'm tired of people talking crap about Brock Lesnar. I mean, you know, he hasn't been beaten yet, and he's fought in some pretty good guys, and he has dominated some really great heavyweights in the UFC. So, anyway, find me on Twitter, twitter.com/RayTaylor, or twitter.com/InspiredDisorder, no E in disorder, or you can check out all the stuff I do at InspiredDisorder.com. You can also check out the podcast. It's not MMA, it's Art and Geek Culture Podcast at InspiredDisorder.com/podcast. All right, peace out.